Welcome back to UPS Logistics of the Game. I'm Raven Tirado here with Coach Mike Smith. Coach, hard-fought battle, fortunately came up short. What did you get from all three phases of the game?
Well, we didn't play as well as we needed to in all three phases. On special teams, we had way too many penalties. We are a team that doesn't commit very many penalties, especially on special teams, and they hurt us in the ball game. On the defensive side of the ball, we gave up too many explosive plays, one in particular, 50-plus yard touchdown. And then on offense, our red zone efficiency, we've got to be better. We've got to score touchdowns when we get down in the red zone. We had way too many snaps inside the 10-yard line not to score touchdowns.
This is the first time this season this team has had to come back to practice after a defeat. How has this week been different, and how do they have to bounce back against Arizona?
Well, this week's not any different than any other, believe it or not. Regardless of the outcome of the game that you played previously, you learn from it and you move on. And when you get out on the field on Wednesday, your focus is on your next opponent. So these guys did a real nice job this week. And you got to put it behind you, win or lose. And we've been very fortunate through the first nine games to only have to put a loss behind us one time.
Let's put the past behind us and move on to this Arizona game. What do you see in their offense and defense?
Well, I think to speak to their defense, they are a very aggressive defense, probably the most pressure that we'll see in terms of pressure package, blitz package. They do a great job. They've got two really good defensive ends, an outstanding cover corner that also is a very good punt returner. Offensively, they've got one of the best receivers in the National Football League in Larry Fitzgerald. They're deep at the wide receiver position as well. So we're going to have to do a good job of knowing where he is aligned, because they're going to move him in different spots.
Speaking of Larry Fitzgerald, those wide receivers, they're explosive. What do the Falcons need to do to defend that offense?
Well, we've got to stop the run first. If you don't stop the run, then you're going to have to commit more resources to stopping the run, and then you're going to get some one-on-one looks to the outside on the wide receivers. So that's what we're going to have to do first, and then you're going to have to mix up the coverages, try to keep the quarterback off kilter in terms of identifying what coverages we are, and find different ways to roll up and do some different things to the wide receiver number 11.
Well, it's an early game on Sunday. What do you need from the fans?
Need them to be there early, just like it's a night game. I know that when we have them in the stands ready to roll when we're going through warm-ups, it's a whole lot more fun than wait until about the 10-minute mark of the first quarter. So let's get there early and let's have some fun.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Guys, don't forget to check us out next week for UPS Logistics of the Game.